With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Roughly 2 months after voting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, House Republicans deliver the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
The managers on the part of the House of Representatives are present and ready to present the articles of impeachment, which have been preferred by the House of Representatives against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
Tennessee Congressman Mark Green, a House impeachment manager. Allegations against Mayorkas are that he has willfully and systematically refused to enforce immigration laws at the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, Iowa enacts a law making illegal immigration a state crime. The bill, signed into law by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, allows state officers to arrest illegals who have previously faced deportation. Reynolds says the Biden administration has failed to address drug trafficking and human smuggling at the border. The legislation mirrors a Texas law. Also at SRNNews.com, inflation numbers put rate cuts on hold, rattling nerves.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
The remarks at the Wilson Center in Washington are a shift for Powell, who on March 7th told the Senate committee that the Fed was, quote, not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. But at a news conference on March 20th, Powell appeared to downplay that assertion. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. is preparing new sanctions on Iran after they launched a weekend drone and missile attack on Israel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the move at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings. This is SRN News. Fewer Americans are using the Bible these days.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis. That is to say, daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Before this time, Germany required people who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts. This is SRN News. A German Chancellor Olaf Scholz meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Olaf Scholz came here with the message that, yes, Germany will still continue to do business with China, but they want China to play fair. However, Mr. Scholz has stopped short of urging more tariffs or more measures to curb China's sales abroad, which is something that European leaders are calling for in the next week. So what we are seeing is the edge of what some fear could be new trade tensions between East and West.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says one case of counterfeit Botox has been reported in Washington state. Nationwide, 19 cases have been reported where people have had bad reactions from the injections of the counterfeit Botox. New users to X may be required to pay for basic features as part of an effort to weed out bots. More details at SRNNews.com.